I just want to read in the record the experience that we've had in Letterkenny University Hospital in Donegal. It's our major acute hospital. It's the sixth largest hospital in the state. Over 24,000 inpatients last year. But you wouldn't know it, and I'll talk about that in a second. But I want to use the example of our major acute hospital to demonstrate the utter failure of governments over the last decade to invest adequately in our health service, and how that utter failure has led us to be uniquely exposed to this pandemic in Ireland in terms of the number of ICU beds, which is the lowest in the European Union per head of capita, and the underinvestment in beds overall, where we had 100% capacity in our hospitals before this crisis. But talking about Letterkenny, we have 24,000 inpatients last year, the sixth largest hospital in the state. But if you look then at the top 15 hospitals in terms of annual budget, Letterkenny comes 13th. If you look at the top 15 hospitals in terms of budget allocated per inpatient, Letterkenny again, 13th in the state. If you look at the top 15 hospitals based on the numbers of consultants, Letterkenny, 14th in the state. The top 15 hospitals based on numbers of nurses and midwives, 12th in the state. So it's clear that we have been neglected and we have been discriminated against. But it goes further than that. If you look at the waiting lists now for outpatient and inpatient, the most recently available from the National Treatment Purchase Fund, we now have 21,789 people on the waiting lists, outpatient and inpatient. Now, the population of Donegal is 160,000 people. That means more than 1 in 8 of our men, women and children are on a hospital waiting list. 5,000 of those men, women and children have been waiting longer than 18 months for their hospital appointment. It's an absolute scandal. Now, you might say that's the impact of the COVID crisis, but let's look at the figures from the 27th of February, just before this crisis kicked in of this year. And the total of people at that stage in the outpatients was 17,751. Inpatients was over 2,000 at that stage. So we had over 19,000 people before this crisis on the waiting list. In terms of the hospital, we had 19 people on average every single day on trolleys because of 100% capacity in the hospital. That's the reality of the health service and the neglect of my county's major acute hospital. That is why we are uniquely exposed to this pandemic. That is why this budget is such a profound disappointment in terms of the number of ICUs that we're going to actually deliver next year in real terms and the number of beds in real terms. It's nowhere enough to respond, and I don't believe the lessons have been learnt that really should have been learnt by this crisis.